What I wanted to say is that if you know the reason that we have the situation of The Hague and we have the president and his deputy at The Hague today, the background being that in 2007, 2008, this country descended into chaos. Now, we have a situation whereby these two accused are the president and the deputy president of the Republic of Kenya. Kenya is just not any other country. It is an anchor state. It is a country that is in a very volatile region. We are at war as we speak with you. We're at war with Al-Shabaab and porous borders in the north. We cannot afford a situation whereby if the president of this country and his deputy may or could at the same time be out of this country, there is a vacuum in one arm of the government, which is the executive.
You have a constitutional provision. If the president and the vice president are not there, it creates a position for a third person, the speaker of parliament, to occupy.
There is no constitutional mandate for that. None at all. It may perhaps, if God forbid, they were not alive, but not when they are actually there. There is no constitutional mandate for them to hand over the instruments of power to anyone. In fact, the president cannot hand over the instruments of power to anyone.
What do you think the prospects of your efforts at the Constitutional Court are, especially when the ICC says that they acted in their personal capacity?
Now they are the leaders of this country, the commander-in-chief and his deputy. And precisely for that reason why we have filed this petition. And I would now leave it to the court to make the decisions. The decision, the hearing is tomorrow. The Attorney General, who is the respondent in this matter, has been served. And we leave it to the court to make the decision.
The case against the Vice President is supposed to begin next week. Is that why you are expediting the motion to have this thing resolved?
Yes, definitely. That's why we're expediting the process. Because if you remember, when they went before The Hague, they had asked for these cases to be actually heard in Kenya or within the region, for example, Tanzania, then it would have been a situation where they may have gone every single day. But now, as a Kenyan, there's a realization that there's a very great possibility that both the president and his deputy could be away at the same time.
So you think there could be instability if they are not in the country or a crisis? Is that the case?
There could be. If you take into consideration the very rather delicate situation in this country and the region, yes, there are people who can always take advantage of situations. And we definitely don't want Kenya going the Egypt, Libya or Syria way.
But what do you say to Kenyans and victims of the post-election violence who say that what you are doing is just a mere publicity stunt?
I don't think they are saying that, and it's not a publicity stunt. If we have a look at the application, it has been drafted very thoroughly, and they're very sound arguments we have made. It's not a publicity stunt. And while I care deeply for the victims, I also have, like I said earlier at the beginning of this interview, we must also take into consideration that we do have a situation whereby there's a possibility of it escalating to a point where you can have the same kind of chaos or even more chaos than you had in 2007, 2008.